أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى والله غني حليم. From the beginning of this ruku, Allah gives great encouragement to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala and the great virtues. When it is done correctly, then one cent in the path of Allah rewards with 700. One rand with 700, and even much more than that, according to our sincerity and the correct places that we spend our money. Then Allah Ta'ala warned us that when we spend in the path of Allah, don't follow it with man. That is ihsan jatana, to remind the person, I helped you, I did this for you, I did for that for you. We lose all our sawab, and in place we get guna then. And also adha, that don't cause any taklif to the person, any harm. Don't take advantage of the person. Just because we helped him out, now we carry on as though we are owning him. And we take advantage of him, that is also not permissible at all. To curb that, Allah Ta'ala further says, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةِ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. جواب دینا نرم اور در گزر کرنا بہتر ہے اس خیرات سے جس کے پیچھے ہو ستانا. Allah says that to excuse oneself in a nice way, or to ask to be forgiven, to be excused, is more better than that charity, that sadaqah, which is followed with giving some taklif. That is, if a person is not in a position to give, or for whatever reason he doesn't want to go give, then he should excuse himself in a very nice way. He shouldn't swear at that beggar. He shouldn't humiliate and disgrace the beggar. He should just say, maaf, at the moment I can't give, or I'm not in a position to give, whatever. If he hasn't got, or he's got, but he's just not coming in his heart to give this particular beggar, then don't humiliate, don't disgrace that beggar. Tell him in a nice way and excuse yourself in a nice way. This is much better than giving the charity and following it with causing pain to that person. That you beg us always, you are just behind us, you never leave us alone, etc. Even if it is the fraqasas who come to the doors of the house, if we don't want to give for whatever reason, we feel that they are not genuine, but don't humiliate them, don't swear them, don't chase them away. Just excuse oneself that, maaf, I can't give, or I'm not in a position to give, but never cause any difficulty to the person. Ulama have said that any beggar who comes and we don't give him and we humiliate him, it is like we have taken out one thorn from him and we have put another thorn in him. That we, when we do give, and now we have taken out one thorn, we removed his difficulty. But when we cause him harm, humiliate, disgrace him, etc., then we have put another thorn back again. So we took out one thorn from his body and we put back another thorn. So we should not do that. Allah does not like that at all. Wherever we cannot give, whether it is at the traffic lights, stop street, people coming to our houses, never humiliate, disgrace the people. And we don't know who Allah sends as a test for us. And Allah may send a person who seems to be well dressed and he seems to be well off, and then we will take off with that person. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that if a person in those days comes on a horse to beg from you, then also don't turn him away. And don't think that he is a rich man and he is begging. No, we don't know. Allah sends sometimes people as a test. Farishtas come and they will be dressed in any other way. And we will then cause taklif to them. We will cause destruction to ourselves. So the instruction of the Quran Sharif is, whenever we don't want to give, we're not in a position, we don't think it advisable to give, don't humiliate, don't swear, don't chase the person away, don't disgrace him. Always give or excuse oneself in a polite way. Wallahu ghaniyun haleem. And Allah burdubar hai, nihayat tahammul wala. And Allah Ta'ala is very independent. Allah is not at all in need of our charity and our sadaqah. And Allah looks after everyone. Allah has just made it such in this world that He gives us the opportunity we can earn our akhirah. So He gives us the opportunity. Allah is not in need of anyone whatsoever. And Allah Ta'ala is Haleem, most tolerant. Allah, when we treat a person badly, a beggar also, Allah normally doesn't take us immediately to task. Allah gives a lot of rope to a person. If we don't make tawbah and don't correct ourselves, then the rope gets pulled in. And then when once Allah pulls the rope, then we stand no chance. There's an instance written of a person who was very, very wealthy and many, many shops he had, businesses, etc. And like every couple, the day comes when the husband tells the wife, prepare a special meal, today we will have a special time together. Today, unfortunately, if we want that, we go and eat out. But actually, like eating at home, but having a special meal. So she prepared, she dressed herself up also, dolled herself up, and they were going to have a special night. Just as they set to the meal, there was a knock on the door. When he went to see, it was a beggar, and he swore the beggar, that just when we want to have our little good time together privately, and you come and spoil our time. And he slapped him, and he slammed the door closed on him. That beggar went away, they ate the meal, everything, they spent the night, everything. But then his one shop of his others went down. One shop closed, the next shop, soon the time came that he could not even maintain his wife. And he had to divorce her, that I haven't got any more money to even look after you. Then he divorced her, she got married again. And when she got married again, that husband told her, let's have a night together, have a nice time, prepare meals, dress up, etc. They dressed up, and as she dressed up, she prepared the meal. Just as they were going to eat, there was a knock on the door again. So when she went to the door, he told, go and give all this food to this person, this beggar. When she went there, she gave one loud scream, and all that food also fell from her hand. Husband came running and asked, what happened? She said, no, nothing, no, it's just something. So he insisted, so then she explained that this was my first husband. One night also we had, and he asked for a nice night, and then a beggar came, and he slapped the beggar, slammed the door in his face, and then everything of his went down. And this was the same husband of mine now who has come. So he told, I was the same beggar who had come at that time. So Allah put that beggar in the place of the rich husband, and put the rich husband in the place of that poor beggar. So Allah Ta'ala changes tables. So we must be very careful with all beggars, etc., anyone. We must not be harsh, not rude. Don't use swear words, etc. Always be kind. If we can't comply to somebody's request, then also in a polite way, we should excuse ourselves. But we should not be rude and harsh. Allah tests in various ways and we don't know. In Behishti Zewar, also there is an instance written of three people who are very poor. And Allah sent a farishta to them to go and give them their riches. A blind person, and then Allah Ta'ala gave him his riches. And a blind person, and another person. And then afterwards, when they became very rich, Allah sent the same farishta in a different form and asked them for help now, when they had become very rich. So each of them, the first two, they said that this is not money which Allah gave us, we inherited it from our father, and I can't give you anything. And the Farishta asked, in the name of that Allah who gave you all the sheep and all your animals, I ask you for one animal. And he refused to give that one animal that I can't give you. Then he said, may Allah return you as you were. And he became again poor as he was poor. The same with the second person. The third person said, this, I did not have anything. May Allah give me, yes, all my things. Take whatever you want. He says, I'm not in need of anything. Farishta doesn't need anything. It was just a test for you. So we must be very careful in all these matters. Never be harsh and rude to people, whether it is the workers in our house, in our shops, just because we're paying them a salary and we take advantage of them, that is not at all befitting of a mu'min and a Muslim. We should treat everyone in a dignified way, even non-Muslims. They are human beings, and we have to treat them also in a dignified way. And Sharia has shown us the limit of how to treat various types of people. May Allah let us learn our deen, and more than that, practice on it, and more than that, may Allah accept it from us.